Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. My name is Dr. Denise Johnson, and I'm the Acting Physician General at the Pennsylvania Department of Health. I'm here today with representatives of all five major blood donation centers across the Commonwealth to discuss a very important topic, a blood shortage. This is the first time in recent history, I believe, that all of the centers have come together for this very important message. So on behalf of the entire department, I would like to thank you. We have Miller Keystone Blood Center, the American Red Cross of the Greater Pennsylvania Region, Central Blood Bank, Vitalant Blood Center, and Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and West New York. Thank you all for being here today. With COVID-19 and other illnesses preventing people from donating blood over the past year and a half, we've found ourselves with a significant blood shortage. The blood shortage is not only a problem here in Pennsylvania, but it is nationwide. Blood donations are a critical and integral part of healthcare delivery, and many people who have major surgeries or find themselves in traumas, car accidents, natural disasters, or have chronic illnesses may need blood transfusions. All types of blood are important to make sure that we have enough blood for these critical cases. And one donation of blood, of just one pint, can save up to 3 lives. The department is taking an initiative on this right now, so we're holding a blood donation event right now. It goes on until 3 p.m. today, where you could give blood right here on site. But it's not the only, that's not the only opportunity for you to donate. And now that it's safe to donate, we encourage all of you to do the same. I took it upon myself a couple weeks ago to donate blood, and I went to the UPMC Pinnacle Blood Donation Center. It was quick and easy for me, but I know that I can impact up to 3 lives based on my donation. You can go to the nearest blood donation center to donate as well, as long as you're in good health, 16 years or older, and weigh a minimum of 120 pounds, you're eligible to donate. I would like to encourage all of you to help with our critical blood shortage, and I'm going to turn it over right now to Dr. John Nobiletti from the American Red Cross of Greater Pennsylvania Region to further discuss our need for blood donations. Dr. Nobiletti?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Johnson. Very important messages are being given here today. My name is Dr. John Nobiletti, and I'm a physician with the American Red Cross Biomedical Services. We provide approximately 40% of the blood products used for transfusion in the United States. We also provide a variety of direct patient care clinical services. We are very pleased to join with the Pennsylvania Department of Health, and thank you, Dr. Johnson, and fellow blood collection groups from across the Commonwealth. And just as an aside, I'm very pleased to be here with my blood banking transfusion medicine specialist. Very happy to be with these colleagues of mine. We are very pleased to have this opportunity to discuss the urgent need for blood donors and the ongoing impact of COVID-19 on the blood supply. Today, I am representing our 3 American Red Cross Pennsylvania blood centers located in Johnstown, Wilkes-Barre, and Philadelphia. Blood centers, the function of a blood center is to collect blood at blood drives, such as what we're having here today, take that blood back to the blood center and manufacture it into blood products. And again, something I'm going to hone in on, one donation can be manufactured into up to 3 products. So going to be a little bit repetitious. One blood donation can potentially save up to 3 lives. Our role as a blood center is to ensure the safety of the blood that we provide for patient transfusions. We also are responsible to ensure that the blood is available to meet the needs of the patients that we serve. Having a safe and adequate blood supply is essential for the public health and safety. At the present time, we and the other blood centers are just meeting patient transfusion needs. However, we are having occasional short-term blood shortages. Since the emergence of COVID-19 in January 2020, the pandemic has certainly placed a strain on the blood center's ability to ensure an adequate blood supply. Collecting and processing blood during COVID has been very difficult due to the measures that we've been required to take to ensure the safety of our donors and our workforce. Our collection staff are dedicated and deserve recognition for their work to ensure an adequate blood supply. The collection staff go out throughout, or went out throughout the pandemic on a daily basis to various blood drive sites to collect blood. So again, they deserve a special thanks. We would also like to sincerely thank our donors who have donated during the pandemic. What's happened is that COVID-19 has caused a tremendous increase in the need for blood products, and there are several reasons for that. First of all, directly related to COVID, many patients have put off, postponed over the last year, year and a half, much needed surgical or other procedures, medical treatment. And now these individuals, these patients, are coming back into the medical care system. So that's one tremendous driver on the increased need for blood products. There's also been an increase in trauma throughout COVID. Trauma patients typically require an awful tremendous amount of blood product support for their survival. If we add on top of this surge in the amount of blood needed, if we add on top of it our baseline need, that is the need that would be present without COVID, you can see there's a problem. That need that I'm referring to could be a newborn baby who requires blood transfusion support for the baby's survival. Could be a woman who's just given birth and has excessive bleeding associated with childbirth. Could be a patient with a newly diagnosed cancer undergoing chemotherapy. Could be a patient with blood disease. Could be a patient with a blood cancer, and a whole host of other, if you will, medical procedures or surgical procedures. So these patients absolutely require blood for their survival. And the increased need for blood products has really impacted our ability to ensure an adequate blood supply. What we've done at the blood centers is we've worked very hard to ramp up our operations, if you will, increase the amount of blood that we collect and we process and distribute to the hospitals. We've done that. However, that doesn't fully solve the problem. We need additional donors. So again, what Dr. Johnson had referred to, one blood donation can potentially save up to 3 lives. So to summarize, we urge you to sincerely consider being a blood donor and potentially saving up to 3 lives. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nobiletti, for that summary of what blood centers are going through. I am Dr. Kip Kuttner, Medical Director and Vice President of the Miller Keystone Blood Center, which is a full-service blood center located in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We service four large healthcare systems comprised of 28 individual hospitals, and where possible, we'll supply support to other facilities who need blood. The reason why we're here today is because we're concerned together that blood may not be available for a person who needs it, especially in the case of an emergency. And blood can, as you all know, be life-saving. The only source of blood is the volunteer community blood donor, and there is no substitute. There's been a lot of discussion about whether or not blood substitutes will work, and none of them has been able to take the place of Mother Nature thus far. At a recent conference, I learned that the blood demand has increased between 5 and 25% over what it was in 2019. And we're using that number because that's when things were relatively normal. So the increase in need for blood has relatively increased. Why is this? Well, Dr. Nobiletti covered some of this. During COVID, hospitals took beds to treat COVID patients, and they had people who were scheduled for elective surgeries postpone their surgeries. Many of these surgeries or other treatments, such as chemotherapy, require blood, but they needed the beds to take care of COVID patients. When the COVID crisis was considered over, these patients now scheduled to have their surgeries or their treatments done, and so the normal requirements for blood has been compounded because of the increased number of people undergoing their elective treatments now. In addition, the standard of care for treating traumas has increased dramatically. The survivability from a trauma is much better now, largely due to the work that the military has done overseas, treating people who have had all sorts of wounds requiring large volumes of blood. And so the application in our communities is for gunshot wounds, people who have gunshot wounds, farm accidents, women who have postpartum bleeding. Any process which can cause unusual bleeding is now being treated with these advanced techniques, and those techniques have increased the survivability from these horrible injuries. Also contributing to the stress on the blood supply is the aging population. As the population goes older, it tends to access healthcare at an increasing rate. And many of the treatments that are required by these individuals require blood, such as cancer treatment. And with an increased number of people entering into the healthcare system, the demand for blood also increases. So consequently, the demand for blood needed to catch up on postponed surgeries, treat an aging population, our inability to improve our blood inventory is having a negative impact on the blood supply. And also, because the blood supply is attached to the quality of health care, I believe that the quality of health care is beginning to diminish when blood is not available. So we need your help in order to help us provide the blood so that we can all enjoy high quality health care in Pennsylvania. Those are the end of my comments. I'd now like to introduce Mr. Patrick Bradley from the Central Pennsylvania Blood Bank.
Thank you, Dr. Kuttner. Thank you, Dr. Kuttner. My name is Patrick Bradley. I'm the president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Blood Bank, located just down the road in Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. We are fortunate to be hosting the blood drive today here in the building, and my thanks to Dr. Johnson for pulling this together and pointing out the need for regular and frequent blood donations by all of the citizens of Pennsylvania. In thinking about this last evening, I thought to myself, why now is there a blood shortage? And I think there's a whole lot of reasons that we can pin it on and blame it on. But when you look around, there's shortages in a whole lot of different things in the Commonwealth and across the country, from lumber, building supplies. Even last week, I was out to a sports bar and bought chicken wings that there's a service charge on because chicken wings are in short supply. Blood is also in a very short supply today in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The hospitals that we service here in South Central Pennsylvania, we're maintaining them at an inventory level of about 80% of what they are accustomed of having on their shelves. The blood on the shelves is the blood that is going to save someone's life today. Blood donors are needed every day to ensure that the blood is on the shelves, that is ready for transfusion, and can be given to some of the patients mentioned by the physicians that spoke before me. We appreciate everyone that is a regular donor. We ask anyone who is capable and willing to donate to reach out to their blood center. You can find them on the web. You can find them in the phone books. Just reach out, make an appointment, come out to donate at one of the local donor centers. Central Pennsylvania Blood Bank has 5 different donor centers across the region. The UPMC facility is part of the Central Pennsylvania Blood Bank network as well. There are many opportunities. We ask that the public take advantage of those opportunities and please come out and donate blood. I would like to introduce my new friend, Dr. Joseph Kiss.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I'm Dr. Joseph Kiss. I represent the Vitalant Blood Center. We serve over 50 hospitals in the southwestern Pennsylvania part of our state, and including many level one trauma centers. And you've heard the need here. We've been coping and dealing with this shortage for some period of time. And so what I'm going to reflect on is, first of all, how we assess our current levels of blood. Well, we have to build in a certain reserve and inventory available for hospitals to use for accidents, the feared mass casualty situations, whatever the situation, we as community providers have to make sure the blood's available. Normally, it's a 4 to 5 day, we like a 4 to 5 day supply of blood. And if someone hears about a mass casualty situation, they want to donate. Well, it takes 2 or 3 days before that blood donation turns into a blood transfusion. So we need that lead time. We need to build up safe inventories. We have seen a tremendous decrease over the last 10 years in our donor base. Really, it's declined by 50%. And the recent advent of the COVID pandemic has made it even worse, because some of our donations, our collections, are at corporate entities, schools. Schools were out. None of those partners to achieve a safe blood supply were available during this whole time. We had some lost ground that we had to make up. Currently, as we speak, I mentioned 4 to 5 days. Well, currently, in western Pennsylvania, our O supply is less than 2 days. That's not much of a cushion to provide a safe blood supply. What have we learned in dealing with shortages? Well, we've learned to cope, and we cope by utilizing blood more responsibly, making sure blood is not wasted, and also by using, we actually do triage with patients. For example, I'm going to reference the supply of O negative blood here. We over-collect our O donors in order to supply O blood, because O blood is the safest blood when you don't have a blood type, when you're giving blood in an emergency. If a woman of childbearing age who expects to have children needs to be transfused and you don't know her blood type, you need to supply O negative blood, because she might be O negative and might make antibodies to any positive Rh positive product she receives. So we've learned to utilize our O blood supply in that way. If you're a male or a woman above a certain age where it's not as important, we triage, and we do quite frequently give O positive blood if we don't know their blood type, we happen to know their age, their sex. We base our blood supply issues there. In addition, we advocate responsible blood usage. And over the last 10 years, our need for blood in our system has declined by 35% because of better blood transfusion practices. It's things that technically we as physicians are quite aware of. For example, using a single unit of blood at a time rather than 2 units. In the old days, when I was in training, we gave 2 units or no blood transfusions. Now we really do dose it by what the patient's need is. In addition, we monitor and advocate better transfusion practices in surgery, such as the use of cell salvage techniques, and we also monitor the way physicians supply blood to patients by making sure they're following the proper guidelines for blood usage. All these things have resulted over the years in a net reduction in blood use, but we still rely on our O donors, our Rh negative donors, to supply that blood for community purposes. And I want to personally thank Dr. Johnson for sponsoring this event, my colleagues for coming to tell us about the need for blood, and hopefully we can make that fully aware to the population of our state to get more blood donors and roll up their sleeves and donate blood. I want to turn this podium over now to my colleague, Dr. Deanna Reynaud. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Deanna Reynaud. I'm the Executive Director of Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania in Western New York. We're based in Erie, and we have 19 hospitals and 7 stat medevac bases in Northwest Pennsylvania and the region. I'm going to talk a little bit about trends we've been seeing with donor populations. For our blood center right now, the proportion of donors over the age of 60 is at an all-time high, 10-year high. Conversely, the proportion of donors age 16 to 24 is at a 10-year low. A large number of the people answering the call for blood donation right now are people who seem to understand this to be a civic responsibility. Certainly, COVID, like we've discussed, has disrupted blood centers' ability to have blood drives consistently with high schools and colleges, and that's a lot of time where people are first exposed to this idea. So we're already limiting the exposure to this. However, even before that, student populations were donating at an alarmingly decreasing rate. This is evident in data around first-time donors. High school and college, again, is where many people are exposed to this for the first time. The number of new donors who take up blood donation is decreasing, and we've been seeing this for about the last 10 years. I'm sure my colleagues can attest, when you talk to somebody about donating blood, often one of the first things you hear is, "I don't do needles, I'm afraid of needles." We really are asking people to think beyond that and think about the good you can do in your community. We work tirelessly in our communities to make sure people understand the constant need for donations. And there are a lot of people who understand that. But all too often, donations don't keep up with utilization unless we offer promotions and giveaways. While we love to thank our donors, those escalating promotions are creating a sense that isn't intrinsic motivation. It's not to help people. It's in response to what the blood center is doing. We want people to think beyond that and understand that we need them all the time. So far this year, more than 25% of our donors have been over the age of 60. And while we're so grateful to them, they, like all of us, are getting older every year. So in order to sustain the collective blood supply, it's crucial that we impart that same sense of responsibility to the generations behind them. If you're a blood donor, we thank you, and we want you to talk about it. Talk to the people in your family, your friends, the people in your networks. Tell them why you think it's important and what they can do to help. This is how we're going to prolong the blood supply. Thank you. I'd like to turn it back now to Dr. Johnson.
Great. Thank you so much to all of my colleagues here. Now we'll be happy to take any questions for me or my colleagues up here. Yes. Sure. So as you've heard from all of my colleagues, we have a significant shortage right now and really need the help from our donors. And so the donor centers are open now, but as we move back into the offices, there is an opportunity to host those again. I think coming off of COVID, I think we are going to do things differently, and so there'll be more social distancing and those sort of measures, but blood donations in offices still can occur, and we would encourage them.
And is there a concern that there just might not be enough
Absolutely. And so that's why this appeal to get more blood donors, because as you heard mentioned, we have mass casualties or trauma that occur. And at that moment, we need blood right then. And so that if we are down in our supplies, we do risk being able to provide the best quality care. Yes.
I'd like to answer your questions. So the timing of this event is actually dovetailing, although there was no coordination here. We are actually hosting in Pittsburgh next week, next Wednesday night, what we're calling a blood summit. You mentioned that, and COVID really hit our, what we call our mobile drives. So we have donor center stations where donors, I say I'm going to come in. Those are our regular donors who show up. But we really need to continue to tap into the business community, schools, and we call those mobile drives. We set up the drives. We do Steeler drives, all these kinds of events. We're actually hosting this blood summit next week, so the timing of this is very appropriate to that, where we're inviting stakeholders, people that really understand that we need their sponsorship, their sites to host blood drives back to the fold to rebuild this deficit that we're seeing now. Because it was a huge, the statistic I recall is nationally, Vitalant had a cancellation of like 15,000, almost 15,000 drives last year because of COVID. And that was, they have a number equated with this, 365,000 units of blood. Now, I can't, expand that to the whole national total here, but that's a significant decline. Now, it turned out during that time, COVID, the kind of procedures that needed blood, even travel, like trauma, declined during that period. But now it's really back up to where it was, and it's actually making up that deficit. So we vitally need the corporate community, the business community, the public community, and schools especially. We tap into the schools a lot for donorship, and we're trying to rebuild those pathways again. Dr. Kiss, K-I-S-S. Thank you.
And to expound on that a little bit, some businesses are planning on having hybrid workforce. But if they could work with their local blood provider and develop a way where the company could get credit for the donors that come into the centers to give blood, that would also be a potential motivation to improve the donor participation.
I'll answer this one question on vaccine, but to clarify, what has been authorized now is a third vaccine for the immunocompromised. So those people who are immune compromised, as defined by your doctor, are eligible to get another dose. And that is recommended to be the same brand that you had before. And these are only Pfizer or Moderna. Unless that other one is not available. So you can go to any provider that's giving those shots, but this is for immunocompromised at this point.
And then for when it is available
for all of our I'll let one of my colleagues answer that, because I know that our blood centers are doing everything to mitigate those risks for our donors as they come in to give blood. Oh, thank you.
So all blood centers are very concerned about the health and safety of their donors as well as their employees. And I believe that all of us have adopted enhanced cleansing, so we clean beds more frequently, we clean walls if somebody has been in the blood center that has been diagnosed with COVID. We're going back to the masking that we did before the, with the original pandemic. And so really donating blood is a very safe environment. It's probably safer than going to your grocery store where you're around a lot of people, some of whom are wearing masks and some are not. So blood centers are very cognizant of the safety needs of our donors. They're very cognizant of the safety needs of our employees. And we have mitigation strategies to attenuate the transmission of the virus. And in fact, I would believe that most of the employees in the blood collection facilities have been vaccinated. I believe that there is a lot of misinformation on the web regarding this, and no, we do not differentiate between vaccinated and unvaccinated donors, and we don't see any problems in the recipients of the blood. I'm going to return the question because I'm not sure I understand the question. So you're asking about the safety of donating blood when there are some people who are vaccinated and some people who are unvaccinated in the system. So we all require everybody in the centers to wear masks, and we all are doing enhanced cleaning. So even if there is a person who is in the blood center who has not been vaccinated, we believe that the mitigation strategies that we have will prevent the transmission of the virus. And in fact, you have to remember too that we only want people who are well. So if you're feeling unwell, then you shouldn't be going to a blood center to donate blood in the first place.
Okay, any last questions? All right, thank you all for coming out. And again, really encourage you all to give blood. And thank you to those who are at our blood drive today donating blood. Thank you.